Shaw, do me a favor real quick, because we want to make sure that this is going to get shared when it does get aired. So go ahead and do your little go find my people. Make sure that you announce it to everybody real quick so we can make a fun clip of that.
Facebook, go find my people. Woo! Yeah.
Car guys and car gals, this brew
is brought to you by...
Which brew?
This one.
This brew?
Yeah.
Yeah, this brew.
Okay.
Right here.
What?
Is brought to you by...
Think
Ad Group. And you can get any information that you need about the Think Ad Group by going to...
ThinkAdGroup.com.
You can connect with some serious solutionaries that will find a way to bring a solution to where it is that you need solutions. What do you think about that?
Whoa.
Get you some.
That's right.
Think Ad Group.
Let's brew.
Yes.
Woo!
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
That's such a powerful thing, man. And, you know, I'm sure when you first did it, it was like, that's kind of awkward. But you know what? It reached out to people, and you were so consistent with it. And people fell in love with that, man. To include us, you know, we have our thing that we like to do. And at first it was awkward, and it was uncomfortable at first, and then it became comfortable. So now you're going to keep adding and doing your thing. But that first question.
Yeah, first question, long question. All right, I love this conversation.
Yeah,
I'm just having a good time.
Sean's on point, man. I really love what he's talking about here.
Yes.
So before you got in the business, man, what did you do? That'd be my second question. You know, I know that you've been in the business, you said 10 years plus probably another 3 years after that. So 13 total.
07.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Awesome. So, and before that, what did you do?
Well, there was a long part of my life where I was a survivor, basically. I took advantage of people. I took advantage of situations. I really didn't have the best upbringing, so I didn't have the coaching right and wrong. So I kind of dabbled. I bartended. I waited tables. I lived the nightlife. I lived the party life. I lived wherever there was a good time. I got in sales in 97. I was living in Chicago. That was door-to-door sales. It took to me like, you know, white on rice. I knew this was something I was good at. I didn't like what I was doing because I don't like going and getting the customers and working as hard as I had to work to go get them. You know, knocking on doors in the skyscrapers of Chicago, getting business cards, finding out who the decision maker is, getting through the gatekeeper, getting an appointment, and then closing the deal, right? I liked that. I was good at it, but I didn't want to do that the rest of my life. I didn't see. I was like, man, this is a hard road. You know what I mean? To do this every day for the rest of your life. So I knew I was good at sales. It was something I was really good at and I wanted to do long term, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. I fell into car sales in 07 because I got a DUI in 05 and found out real soon that I needed to find something out of instead of bartending, that lifestyle. So I dabbled in sales, bartending, did both at times. But I found in car sales in 07 on accident. I didn't mean it. I bumped into it on accident. And it's been the best thing that ever happened to me.
I love it. I love it. This is the thing that I love so much about it, is because this wasn't part of the plan either. I didn't have my dad saying, hey, one day, Lou, you're going to be a good car guy. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever gave me that thumbs up. As a matter of fact, I kind of went the opposite way. I was told, my dad was a mechanic. He was telling me to be a mechanic.
Right.
And I was like, dad, I'm not that. But you found your way to this business like so many others that are coming to this business with gifts and abilities that are finding their way onto a fast track of success. Because there's people like Sean out here. There's people like El Patron. There's people like the subprime hero, the car. There's many people that are out there that are laying out the information for you to not make the mistakes that they made, to learn the valuable information that they have. And I get very passionate about it. Forgive me, folks. That's just how I am. This is Lou, right? I'm just going to be me. Fred's going to be Fred. I get excited when people like Sean get to be able to have the opportunity for people to leave here with something that makes them know, hey, somebody else already paved the path.
Yep.
I just need to know where that road is. Let me click the map so I can get there. and take advantage of the pain that he has. You did something recently that talked about the things that you learned the hard way, right?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah, because that's something really that's so real that most of us don't want to admit. We don't want to be that vulnerable with ourselves or other people to say, hey, we actually learned this because we messed up. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you, to be honest with you guys, if you ever want to get to that next level, you have to find that vulnerability within yourself. You have to, you'll never be as driven, as focused, be as truthful to other people and to yourself. And you'll never be able to reach your maximum potential until you find that look in the mirror moment that you have, become vulnerable, be okay with your past. And once you face that, there are no limitations, because I kind of call it the Eminem effect. If you remember that last battle round he had, and he got up there, and the only way he decided finally to beat this guy was to tell all the imperfections about himself right from the start and say, here, I know what you're going to do. You're going to use this against me. So let me go ahead and use it to my advantage. Be vulnerable. Let people know who I am. You will have nothing to say then. So that's kind of the approach I took from day one on social media. I said, here's me. Here's my flaws. Here's my imperfection. But my perfection is my imperfection. Boom. And that's what people need to understand, that is what people buy into. They buy into that I'm real, that I have problems. I ain't perfect, but I speak upon it, and I ain't embarrassed about it. And if people can go that route, they'll find out what their true potential and what America and what the world really wants out of them.
Wow.
I love it.
So awesome.
That's why you're at.
This is so awesome. Realness.
Great. Oh, it's great information. Everyone who's listening right now, you heard what he just said. You have to let people, don't fake it. You know, there's that old saying, you know, fake it till you make it. It's not that. It's be you. Be the best version of yourself every single day. And if you constantly do that and you're looking for growth and you just show who you are, instead of trying to be like, I'm not Lou, I'm not Sean, I'm not whoever I'm me, I'm Fred. Right? Just like you are Sean. And that's what makes you so great. That's why people relate with you, because they're like, you know, he is being him. He's not anyone else. I don't see anyone like Sean. Same thing. I love that. No, you're good.
You know, there's people that reach out to me every day, guys, and have for years, and say, hey, I've been on social media. I'm not getting the traction that you're getting. And then I'm like, well, you don't. The problem is everybody's trying to be somebody else, and everybody's trying to be the next Sean Hayes. Everybody's trying to be the next whoever you watch. My point is, if that's not you and you're not letting people in of who you are, then you're never going to get what I get. Period. Mm-hmm. Just won't, because you're not being real with your audience, authentic and genuine. And I think that's so huge. But it's one of the reasons why my team is so loyal to me and they work so hard for me. And it's because in these meetings, man, I'm not in there barking at you, bitching at you, yelling at you. I'm in there passionately explaining to you. I'm in the fight with you. Like, you get it?
Yes.
Like, I ain't perfect either. We met and messed up yesterday, but we messed up as a team, and I'm not judging you on it. Let's just fix it. Let's get back there, and I'm going to help you as best I can.
Boom. And that's how you build an army of people who just absolutely just won't do anything for you. And that's because you will do you lead by example. Like, I tell people, okay, you can go on social media and say things, but if you don't really do those things, then it's just going to fall back on you. Everyone's going to know that you're full of it, right?
Yep.
So that's why I love about being so, like, it holds me accountable to social media, and I absolutely love it, just like I know it does for you. When I say I'm going to do something, especially if I say it on a live or if I'm doing it on a podcast, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it better than best I ever can, my to the fullest power that I have. I'm going to make sure that I do it the best I can that day. Right. You know, and if it, like you said, if I fail and it's not good, who cares? It doesn't matter. My videos don't, one video is not going to make or break me. You know, it's just about being consistent and letting people know this is who I am. This is my message, and I want to be this person, and I am this person. And if, you know, and you can see this every single day. So,
and that's what's great, just to finish that before we hit to the next part, is that you don't just do it for yourself and your team. You find a way to make sure that you spill that generous ability into many other people. Mm. And it's exciting. Again, it's affected us. We're better because of it.
Right.
Thank you. We honor you for that.
Oh, no doubt.
And it's exciting to continue doing what we're doing. And just that's getting deeper into the awesomeness that is Sean Hayes. Go ahead. Number three.
You know, Sean, you know, when you decided, you said it was about 3 years ago, when you decided, hey, I'm no longer going to be the guy on the lot that's, you know, obviously top guy. And it's great. And all that stuff's great. But you're like, man, I have so much potential and I need to share this and go further. What made you make that decision? Is I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to start to build my brand and to go further. What made your brain click and finally do that?
I almost quit the business. Literally, I'm sitting out. I was bored. I was sitting at my desk and I was really frustrated. And I was thinking, why haven't I moved up in this company? Okay. Why haven't I moved up in this company? I've been here just crushing. I worked for Hyundai, two different Hyundai dealerships. I was number one at both Hyundai stores in two different cities. I moved here. I'd been here 5.5 years. The guy above me, both guys above me had been there from day one and they weren't going anywhere. Right. There is no GSM and the GM is the owner. So literally I had nowhere to go. And I'm like, I'm frustrated. I'm bored of what I'm doing. Money's not the thing because I was number one in money. I need to feel like I'm gaining something. I'm going somewhere. I mean, money is just not everything to me. Okay. And titles aren't everything to me. In fact, they don't mean anything. But what it does is reaching that potential. And I'm like, well, I feel like I have more to give and I have more places to go, but I didn't know how to get there, man. I didn't have a vehicle. And this is what I talk about all the time. You need a vehicle so people can see your talent outside of your little sphere. I needed more exposure, period. Okay. If I was going to get to where I needed to get, I wasn't going to do it at my dealership. I needed more exposure so people outside my dealership, outside of my local area could see me and the talent that I have and what value I could bring them in their dealership. So that's why I started it. I started the next day. I remember I sat out in the back porch, two friends and my wife. I didn't even have a Facebook account. This honest to God truth. I had no social media. I'd never been on any social media except for like a YouTube to watch videos. I decided the next day I was going to start a Facebook account and I was going to put every single drop of energy that had made me successful in my life into it. And that's what I did. I'm a very highly driven, highly focused guy and I'm ADHD. And when you focus that energy the right way, there's nothing can stop you. And I then mixed it with a little bit of creative talent that nobody else was doing out there. Everybody else was doing things based on the customer. See, they were trying to do it to attract customers into their dealership. Well, that's a crowded field. That's not going to get me what I wanted. I wanted to move up the ranks. And so I said, okay, let me go a different avenue. If everybody's zigging, Sean Hayes is zagging.
Okay. Come on.
Love it.
Period.